Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our last Focus on Health radio show for 2024, brought to you by Van Deest Medical Center, Webster City, where their focus is you. I'm being joined in the studio today live with Roy Foster from Van Deest Medical Center, some two very dear friends joining us. Roy Foster, good morning to you.
Good morning to you too, Pat. How are you today?
Well, not too bad. Glad to have you here live this morning. As I said, we got some very dear friends standing right beside me here today. We have Alex Prusman, as well as Doug Timmons, one checking in, one checking out in the next few weeks as serving law enforcement here in Hamilton County for these many, many years.
Yes, it's going to be kind of a celebratory program as we wish Doug the best in his retirement and welcome Alex as our new county sheriff.
So that'll be our subject today about these two men been performing here at Hamilton County for law enforcement and looking at some things people need to know about when it comes to road safety, such as the case of this morning, Wednesday. We had some snow here in Webster City, of course, the ice the other day here in Hamilton County. But before we go to that, Lori, we have some stuff to share with our listeners at Van Deest Medical Center, don't we?
We do. And Pat, I do want to mention it is so great to be back in the studio live with you. So maybe our listeners don't realize, but quite often we record the program out at the hospital and send you the file, and it works out very conveniently for a lot of our guests that way.
Yep.
However, I really enjoy coming into the studio and doing the program live with you. So
well, thank you.
It's the last program of 2024, and I'm glad we could be here.
Yep. Now, again, just want to remind you that Focus on Health will return again on Wednesday, the 8th of January, because we have holidays next week, Christmas, and then we have Wednesday being the arrival of 2025 here in Webster City. So no Focus on Health for the next few weeks until the 8th of January.
That is correct, with the holidays approaching. Are you ready for the holidays, Pat?
Of course I am.
Well, good.
Ready as I'll ever be. And it's going to be kind of warm way it looks from what I've heard at this point. It's supposed to be in the 40s, I think, Monday and Tuesday. Then I think Wednesday, no mention of any snow, so there'll be no problems traveling around our area there.
Well, that sounds great, and I will welcome that warm weather anytime during the winter months.
There you go.
So, yes, speaking of Christmas, I have a couple of Christmas-related announcements to make. We have a special Christmas sale going on in the gift shop at Van Deest Medical Center. Tomorrow, December 19th, the store will be open from 9 to 4. They're doing 25% off Christmas, 25% off florals, and 20% off purses. So they have some wonderful gift items for those last few people on your list. Mm-hmm. Or you can definitely find something for yourself, because they just have some wonderful, wonderful gifts out there. Again, they're open 9 to 4 tomorrow with that special sale. And they're also going to be open this coming Saturday, December 21st from 10 to 2 for some last-minute Christmas shopping. And then I do want to mention holiday hours for our clinics coming up. As you mentioned, it's hard to believe Christmas and New Year's the next couple of weeks. So in Webster City next week, the clinic will be closing at 1 p.m. on Christmas Eve and then reopening on the 26th. In Fort Dodge, the clinic will be closing at noon, reopening on the 26th. And both Stratford and Jewell will be closed Christmas Eve. Jewell will be opening December 30th. Stratford will reopen on the 26th as well. And then I will mention New Year's Eve in Webster City. The clinic, again, will be closing at 1 o'clock on the 31st, reopening on the 2nd. In Fort Dodge, same thing, closing at noon on the 31st, opening the 2nd. Jewell and Stratford will both be closed New Year's Eve. Jewell will reopen January 2nd, as well as Stratford. So, and we will have that information on our Facebook page, and we've got some ads going out, too, in the newspaper, so people can be reminded of that.
Very good. But most importantly, Van Deest Medical Center will be open Christmas Day, no matter what, because illness never takes a holiday, no matter what. If it's the 4th of July or Thanksgiving and so forth, Van Deest Medical Center will be there next Wednesday, as well as the following Wednesday, the 1st of January.
Absolutely, yes. Our hospital is open 24/7. We appreciate the staff that work the holidays. Our emergency department will also be staffed and on hand. If anyone has an emergency, please call 911.
Absolutely.
Yes. And then lastly, I do want to mention the Van Deest Medical Center Foundation is launching its annual giving campaign. So at Vandy's Medical Center, we use effective technology to deliver the best care. With your support, we can change healthcare for the better together. When you make a donation to the Vandy's Medical Center Foundation, you're contributing to the hospital's innovation and impacting the lives of so many. Your gift of any size is appreciated and will support the radiology department. So this year, the donations from the campaign will be used to upgrade our MRI machine. So we are excited to launch that campaign, and I would direct people to go to our website. It's really the easiest way to make a donation is to go online at vandeastmc.org, and you can donate right there.
There you go.
So, okay, well, with that, I think we're ready to start into our program.
Yeah, I think we are, because we have Doug Timmons, retiring Hamilton County Sheriff, about the next, less than 2 weeks, and then we have Alex Bruceman joining us this morning from the Sheriff's Office.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. We do. We have both Doug and Alex in the studio today. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Lori and Pat.
Yes, good morning, Doug, Alex.
Thank you for being here today. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yes.
This is Alex's first taste of this and my last taste.
I know. That's what we're doing.
It's always a good time.
Quite the experience.
It sure is.
Yes.
We're going to just pass the baton and welcome Alex. Doug, you know, I want to say it's been such a pleasure to work with you over the years. We really kind of started working more when we did the SALT meetings together.
We started doing the SALT programs together.
Yes. Yes. And you will be missed at those SALT programs.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it.
Everybody
knows I like to talk. And my mother's listening. She knows where I get it.
And she's chuckling right now. But it really has been great to get to know you. The hospital works very closely with the Sheriff's Department.
Right.
And we thank all of you for your support. We look forward to having Alex join and being a part of those SALT meetings, too.
So do
Alex.
I. So do
Very
I.
good.
It's a
I'm
good
glad
working
to hear
relationship
that.
And to have those connections.
Yes. Yes. Right. It's what makes it all work together. Right. I mean, it's so important. And we want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
On your 30 years. Wow. It's kind of hard to believe.
It's hard to believe it's been 30 years, but boy, time flies.
It does. Yeah. It's really hard to believe because, Doug, you're younger than me and you're retiring, so... How can that be?
You know, law enforcement's changed so much over the last, you know, it went from doing everything with a pencil in our squad cars to computers to who'd ever thought we'd have to worry about our kids in our schools. Every day you see another mass shooting. We had two of them here in the last couple of days. That's one thing I won't miss. But once you're a cop, you're always a cop.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you'll always see that.
Mm-hmm.
But... It just seemed like yesterday I graduated from the academy. I was 148th class. I think they just had the 315th class. Wow. Dad was the second class.
Ah.
He was one of the first academy classes, 1969, I believe. So almost 60 years there's been a Timmons in Hamilton County law enforcement.
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah.
And that is fantastic.
Right, it is.
When you look over those 30 years, and I'm sure it is like, a blink of an eye. What are some of the highlights?
The good, the bad, and the ugly. I guess, you know, you remember Pat talking about snowstorms and blizzards that, you know, we've done those live shots. And
yes, we did.
Blizzards where we used to have two-wheel drive cars, we went through this stuff. I don't know how we did it. Now we have four-wheel drive vehicles, and, you know, you look at a drift when you're going to in a blizzard, you're trying to get to a call, you go up and assess it, and you go back a little ways and you just put her to the floor and try to get through it. And I don't know how we did that. My first winter here, 2000, Christmas was a blizzard. If you remember that, the interstate closed.
Ooh,
they started
yes.
going on side roads. It was my first taste of the interstate, and I wasn't a fan. It was as you realize how people, the interstate's closing down, and they wonder why it's closing. It's like, do you not see what Mother Nature's throwing at us? Just go park and just wait it out.
Right.
Yeah. So, the first blizzard, after January 1st, I'm going to be sitting in my chair drinking a cup of coffee and...
Thinking about me.
Right.
I'll be thinking about it. And
there
Scotty
you go.
McConnell called me after one of the first blizzards after he retired, and he was so happy to be sitting at home. And yeah. They're a challenge. They're fun to get out there and help people, but I'd rather be in my chair with a cup of coffee in the morning.
I know, and as I get older, I don't want to be out in that either.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if you experience that too. You know, you're dealing with so much more, just being you know, in your role and, right. and needing to go out, dealing having
with,
to go out. Yeah, and
dealing with people that, you know, have to get somewhere, and some of them just don't get it. The weather's that bad, just stay home. Because right. they put our lives at risk, and all the first responders.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's what people need to think about.
Right.
Gosh. I mean, when you think of, I mean, definitely there's highlights, there's definitely the most difficult situations that right. you deal with too. You know, is there like a situation that sticks out, you know?
You know, there's several of them. One of my buddies who was a Worth County deputy was shot and September 9th, I believe it was 1997. I remember going over there and responding and helping them look for him. And it was up in the little town of Kinsett, Iowa. The guy had robbed a video store in Manly. Jacob Giles was a guy from, I think he was from Virginia. And Chris found him. He worked for Worth County Sheriff's Office. And small town of Kinsett, about the size of Lake Cameron, Chris found him. The guy jumped out of the car and shot at Chris's car. Chris was hit twice. We didn't know what his condition was. I remember going there, and it was a warm day, and there was cops from everywhere. It's great to see the teamwork for such a tragedy. Chris survived. He went on to do law enforcement. I think he's out of it now. The good, going to seeing the kids at the school. That's cool. And Alex will continue that. He likes kids too, obviously, since yeah. he's got a tribe.
I got a whole brood of them, yes.
You know, and you look at those times of, that you see people at their worst. People make mistakes. And you see them later, and maybe 5-10 years down the line, and the way you treated them, people remember that.
They do.
So, yeah, people make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tragedy, you know, you think of the Iowa State students that drowned at Lowell.
Yeah.
You know, you got those ones that stick out in your mind. The tornado in Stratford, that sticks out in my mind. Just numerous things that you have that, you know, you forget, but somebody will catch you in the store and say, hey, you remember that time you helped me out with? It's like, no, because, you know, there's so many times over your career that you do those different things, and it meant more to them than it did you. You're just doing your job.
Right. But again, that reinforces people don't forget how you make them feel.
Right.
You know, that sticks with you when you have helped someone out. And think about all the people that the lives you've impacted over 30 years. It's amazing if you think about that.
And I think that goes for any law enforcement officer who's got the pride of doing his job and doesn't treat people the way you want to be treated. Put yourself in their shoes. Especially in tragedies, too, you know, of going to a family and telling them their husband or their son was killed in an accident. And, oh, man, those are tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you try to prepare yourself to say to think what you're going to say and say it. And then you always worry you're going to say something wrong. And I've always apologized after the fact. If I said anything wrong, please just, it came out wrong. And it's, people will remember you for things like that. They see you. After you tell them that one of their loved ones passed, and they kind of shun you, which I get it, because you bring up bad memories.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we're only human.
Right.
And in those situations, it's hard to find the right words, I'm
right.
sure.
Right, it is. So. It is. It's difficult, but you do the best you can.
Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned, too, at the start of the program, the changes you've seen since you started, and everything's gone to computers. And I know you've mentioned, too, just even the gear that
right.
everybody wears now.
Right.
Such a difference from probably when you started.
Right. When I started, I remember asking Sheriff Loquist for a vest, and he kind of looked at me and said, we got vests. You know, our computers were our pens and our paper, our citations, and everything was written out. To now, you know, our computer does everything for us. How times have changed. Doug Jensen was a deputy in Winnebago County when I was up there, and we would joke with dispatch of, hey, just fax it to my car. It's like, now you got all that stuff at your fingertips. And it's a shame. Some of these younger kids, the computer goes down, you tell them to write a paper citation. It's like, what's that?
They're just looking at
what's
it.
What's that?
How do we do that? Yeah. And it's changed for the good.
Yes.
You know, let's keep up with times and makes our job even easier.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps us more mobile. We can be out in our cars and doing reports and be seen a little bit more.
Yeah.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, the technology of the best, body cameras, car cameras, rifles, laser red dot sights on our handguns, and I mean, just everything is technology's changed so much.
The use of drones. We've talked about that at SALT meetings, where when you're doing, you know, when you have manhunts or something, and actually using drones to find.
Our drone can cover a lot of area quicker than human being can in that, you know, short amount of time. Yeah. Technology, it costs, but it's a good thing.
It is good.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. There's a lot of things that have changed over the years, and it's, you look at it, you're the young guy, and then all of a sudden you're the old guy. And it's just, I remember when I interviewed for Winnebago County, Doug Jensen and Sheriff Lilquist were there interviewing, and they asked, we're going through asking questions, and Doug Jensen said he graduated in 73, and I didn't know the guy from Adam, and he started laughing, and he looked at me, he goes, just say it. I go, what? He goes, you were 2 years old when I graduated. Now I have some of my younger guys who are 21, 22, and it's like, I've been in law enforcement longer than you've been alive.
Yeah.
And pass on the trait to them, and we've got a darn good crew out there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about your crew.
Yeah, our 11 deputies and 14 jailers and 8 dispatchers were fully staffed, and our 3 clerical. You know, the place doesn't run without them. Mm-hmm. You know, our dispatchers are some of the best around. Jailers, you can't believe the stuff that they put up with. People spreading feces on walls and throwing feces at them and being stabbed with pins and having somebody who screams in their cell because they've been arrested or just in their worst of times. But they find ways to dealing with that. We help people with their mental health in the jail. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got a great crew out there.
Yes, you do.
Dispatch, going back to blizzards, there'll be times they get inundated with phone calls, 911 calls. And I mean, they do a great job of being able to document all that to difficult situations. You know, they deal with them kind of like what we do. If you have a bad call, and there's a death, I worry about them too. Because they're on the other line, and I think sometimes they feel kind of helpless because all they do is get the emergency people there to them. But then we never know the outcome. Mm-hmm. Or if it's a young person, then they struggle with that. So we always check up on them. The secretaries deal with everything from warrants to, I mean, you name it, civil papers to guys' reports and all sorts of different things. And the deputies, I mean, we got a deputy who's 22 years old all the way up to, you know, a little about 60 years old. We got a wide variation, a lot of experience, a lot of good teamwork. We got guys that are interested in firearms to guys that are interested in, you know, drug interdiction, just a whole variety of stuff. And they do good work. Nowadays, it's a hard job. And that's how the world's changed so much.
For sure.
Right.
What are you going to miss the most, Doug?
I think probably the kids and people.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's great for you is the people will be around, you know, and you're no stranger.
Right.
It will just be in a different light that you're working with the kids. And
a lot of the time, they don't recognize you out of uniform.
Yeah.
Coming with a ball cap and maybe blue jeans and a sweatshirt. I walked through the office about 3 weeks ago in a ball cap and a sweatshirt, and the girls at the desk never even looked up. And I walked through the courthouse and nobody even recognized me. It's like, hey, I kind of like this.
Or maybe you felt like you needed to do a cartwheel or something to be like, hello, hey, it's
right,
me.
Right, yeah. Nope, sometimes just sliding by is
okay.
Nobody recognizing you. My wife always jokes, and we always have a bet where we go on a trip that I'm going to know somebody and I'm going to talk to them.
And I bet it happens.
It does. We were in Atlanta Airport and we ran into Brady Bergman on the airplane.
Oh,
and
my.
It's like, I win. It's just, I guess it's just who I am. And, of course, I got to stop and talk.
Well, of course.
Thanks, Mom.
Well, that is what's going to be missed, too. And, again, it has been wonderful to work with you. What's in your future?
I'm going to relax for the month of January.
Yeah, good.
I like outdoors, so I'm going to be doing some ice fishing and different things like that and do some stuff for me. Then I'll figure it out.
I figured that there'd be some ice fishing in there. The ice needs to freeze up, doesn't it?
someplace, you just got to be careful. Yeah. I'm smart about it. And yeah. I might have got out on the ice yesterday and kind of sat out. And
it was a beautiful day out
yesterday. Yeah.
It was.
Yes.
Yes. My gosh. Well, Doug, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
It was great career. Working
with you, and Pat's been great.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times I hear my name on the radio, and it's like, what's the, I turn it up to hear what it is. And
what's he saying about
the other night, I was talking to Noah on the phone and sitting in my chair, and KCCI came on, and they had my picture, and they had Alex's picture on there. It's like, talking about me retiring, talking about Alex coming in. And it's
I didn't know that.
I had no clue, and I muted Noah. I hate to do that, but I did, and I was listening to it. And last night, my folks called me, why don't you tell us you're going to be on KCCI? I said, I had no clue.
Didn't know I was going to be a TV celebrity that day. That's right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just don't know.
And you know, I don't think of myself that way. I just got a job to do, and just people recognize you. And,
I know you don't. And in the role that you're in, that's just part of it.
Right.
So.
Right. Somebody's always looking.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, your attention to detail too, Doug. I have to say, you remember just dates and names. I mean, it's incredible.
Some days.
Yeah. Okay. That makes me feel better.
Some days there's just those experiences that you have.
Yes. Uh-huh.
The Chris Myers incident, that's my mom and dad's anniversary, so I got to remember that one. Just those dates, you know, between the tornadoes in Stratford, you remember those dates?
Oh, yes.
Big things that they pop up, and like, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly of the career.
For sure.
Yep.
Well, my gosh, as we have the changing of the guard coming up the first of the year, we also welcome Alex.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Alex, maybe just share a little bit about yourself and what you're looking forward to as you start in your new role.
Well, it's kind of funny. He said he was the class of 148, I think he said. I was 240. I was the class of 240 from my law enforcement academy. I started in 2010 at Iowa Falls. Never moved out of Hamilton County because my goal was to be at Hamilton County. Mm-hmm. And then Sheriff Hagenson hired me in 2015, and I ended up back here. So that's where I'm at, and then I just am looking forward, like you said, the kids. I have 6 kids myself in the school districts in this county, and I'm very heavily involved. I have been my whole career, and that's not going to change. So that's where we're going to be. I think it's positive because, like Sheriff Timmons said, with everything that's going on negatively in the schools recently, we need more positivity, and that's where I hope I can bring in some more light than we already have. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
For sure. And, you know, it is so great to make those impacts, especially with the kids. Like you say, there's just a lot going on in our world today. So to come in and, you know, just shed some light and be that positive experience for them, that's what they remember.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. I'm the DARE officer currently right now. And so those connections you make, they're life lasting. So, I mean, they remember me from, I started a program back in 2016 called Books and Badges, and those kids are now close to graduating or have graduated, and they still remember that program. So it's like you definitely have that impact that you don't even realize that you have when you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to more of that.
That's so true. And I love that you're here in Hamilton County. You know, Doug, you two raised here. There really is something to be said about being in these roles, and I say that also for myself and working at the hospital, and being able to care for your community.
It's because you have skin in the game. Yeah. You got family and stuff here.
Yeah, right. And you really care. And, you know, there's so many of our caregivers out at the hospital that feel that way, too. These are people they see in the grocery store. They see at school events. And so it's our neighbors, our friends, our families, and it is personal, and we want to be caring for them.
Yeah, exactly. That's why when I started law enforcement, that was my goal, was to be in Hamilton County to serve the community I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone can go more than 2 degrees away and know a Prusman. So everyone knows a Prusman. Everybody knows somebody, has interactions with them, so it's like they can put a face with the name now that I'm here to serve you and help you, and whatever you need, I'm here for.
Well, excellent. Well, congratulations and welcome to you.
Thank you very much.
And I look forward to working with you in the future.
Same, exactly, yes.
Yes, thrilled for that. And I know we have a few minutes left with our program.
About 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
We do want to touch on some winter, safe winter driving. You know, it's that time of year. And as Pat mentioned, we all know we had a little bit of ice come our way last weekend, a little dusting of snow this morning. What tips can we give to people? I know your team is great about coming out if they have to, but there are just some tips that we want to share with everybody.
Slow down, shut your cruise control off, get off your phone, put your phone away. You know, when you think about it, if the conditions are not good, and where's your phone at? You know, that's our lifeline. If your phone's mm-hmm. sitting on the center console, you get in an accident, that phone's going to bounce around. Put your phone in your pocket. That way you don't mess around with it, and then if something happens, you have it. And pay attention to the other traffic. If you see them slowing down, you slow down and get on the 511 app and look. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you go in the ditch and the blizzard conditions, you're putting our guys and first responders' lives in jeopardy. Is that going to the grocery store or going to Ames or Des Moines that big of a thing that you need to do it when the weather's not good?
Mm-hmm. A couple things there I think of. I remember last year even seeing a post or two at different times, even on social media, from the sheriff's department. And I think those are good reminders. And it was really that be careful and don't go out if you don't have to, because to your point, you're just putting, you know, the lives of others at risk.
Right. And we get it. You know, there's jobs that don't stop just because of the weather.
Yes.
Just plan ahead. You know, if you've got to work out of town, take a change of clothes. Maybe you got a place you can stay overnight. Right, Pat? Stay
here
at the radio station.
That's right. And it hasn't happened yet.
And I always like to say, if you're going somewhere, make sure somebody knows the route you're taking. So in case you do happen to get stuck in the ditch or something like that, they know where to look for you. If they can't get a hold of you, they know where you're at. Keep your car full of gas. So in case mm-hmm. you do go in the ditch, you have to stay there a while. Because a couple years ago, we've had some cars that had to stay overnight. It keeps that car hot, warm for you. Just make sure you know where you're at. Make sure you keep some kit in your car with water, snacks, food, stuff like that, just to sustain you while you are in the ditch.
Right. Good tips. Make sure, yes, a blanket. Make sure you have, like, an ice scraper.
Cell phone charger.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Those things.
Shovel.
Even, you know, if you can have some sand, ice melt, something. You know, just like you said, prepare, think ahead. If you know you're going to be out on the roads, be checking that app. I think that's an excellent app, that 511. It has the road conditions for the state of Iowa. It'll show even like snow plows. It'll show cameras from the snow plows and the visibility. So mm-hmm. it's an excellent resource to use. And just make sure you slow down, drive cautiously, and always wear your seatbelts.
Don't call 911 to check the road conditions.
No.
Don't call the sheriff's office to get the road conditions. Get on that 511 app. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Gentlemen, anything else you wish to share?
Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, Doug. Thank you so much. I mm-hmm. want to thank both of you.
Yes.
Again, we appreciate your service and wishing both of you happy holidays, a fantastic new year to your families as well. Same to you, Pat. And
well, thank you, Lori.
To all of our listeners out there, too. Just on behalf of Andes Medical Center, we want to wish everyone a happy, healthy holiday season and going to make 2025 even better. Looking forward to a great new year.
Absolutely. Lori Foster, Doug Timmons, and Alex Prusman, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you
very much. And that does it for Focus on Health. Just a reminder, Focus on Health will return on January 8th, 2 weeks from now, for another great program with you, Lori Foster. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Pat.
Absolutely. It's 9 o'clock. This is KQWC, FM 95.7, Webster City, streaming live on KQRadio.com. Time for News at 9 from ABC.